as all eyes are focused on other issues, such as the trade war waged by the United States against China, or the intervention of Washington in the process of Britain's disengagement from the European Union, President Donald Trump is quietly advancing in the construction of a border wall with Mexico. One of his latest feats has been the authorization issued by the Defense Department to shift $3.6 billion to erect some 280 miles of a barbed wire wall that will prevent entry into the United States by illegal migrants and also to stop the trafficking of drugs. The use of Pentagon funds for this irrational project has been questioned before U.S. courts, but this past July, the Supreme Court authorized the use of those resources initially earmarked for other fields. The U.S. and Mexico share some 3,000 kilometers of common border, and Mr. Trump proposed to have at least one-third of this border wall ready by the time of the electoral campaign for the 2020 polls. Stopping illegal migrants is one of the keys in Mr. Trump's electoral discourse in order to ensure his re-election. Part of his campaign are the repeated insults to the undocumented who attempt to cross the border, besides injecting fear into a political illiterate population that really believes that the undocumented are going to take their jobs, sexually attack their women and daughters, and sell drugs to their sons. Trump has a captive electoral base in that mass of citizens that do not read, are not used to political analysis, and believe all that they are fed by the mass media, and fear anything different or unknown. They number millions, those who are not necessarily racist, but gobble up Mr. Trump's xenophobic discourse and progressively look at migrants as threats, as enemies that must be avoided at any cost. The wall is not being built to stop illegal migrants, but to accommodate the vote of the average American citizen, the one that was genially pictured by Sinclair Lewis in his masterpiece Babbitt, a book that must be read today by all in the United States of America. It is also a good time to recall the sentence issued not long ago by the Roman Catholic Pope Francisco, who said that those that want fences to stop others usually wind up fenced in by their own walls. And this, friends, has been Radio Havana Cuba's editorial comment for today. In Havana, I am Alberto de Perez.